coming up on Encouragement Live, are you a leader? And do you sometimes struggle with your leadership role? Let's talk leadership with Josh Wynn of Dallas Theological Seminary. That's our topic, and we welcome your phone calls tonight on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friend, it's so good to have you with us as live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wylie, Texas, Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of topics. And one of the most important topics in our world today is leadership. And the best source of information on how to be a good leader, a godly leader, is the Bible. And that's why Dallas Theological Seminary is putting on a two-day leadership event called the Legacy Leader Summit. That's coming up September 12th and 13th here in Dallas. Joining me to talk about it and to talk about the subject of leadership is Josh Wynn. He is the assistant to President Mark Yarborough for and the vice president for Communications and Community. Josh, I've added a title to your job description, but I'm sure they don't mind.
I don't mind either. Thanks,
Don. And they have you assisting Mark in a variety of different ways, especially this year. Talk about the 100th anniversary of Dallas Theological Seminary.
Absolutely. Well, we're celebrating 100 years, and this whole year we've been trying to create activities and opportunities for us to reflect on God's faithfulness to Dallas Seminary and through Dallas Seminary, and also look forward ahead to hopefully another century of effective ministry preparation.
There might be one thing that gets in the way of that.
Well, what's
the
that?
Lord could come back.
You know what? I'll take that. I'll gladly.
I thought you would agree.
Absolutely.
And since Dallas Seminary is still premillennial, pre-tribulation, dispensational of the whole nine yards, I think most of the seminary faculty and staff would probably agree with both of us.
Absolutely. All of us, we do not want the Lord to tarry if that's his will. We want to see him again.
And if you're post-mill, post-trib, a-mill, whatever you are, if you love Jesus Christ, we'll all be together in heaven. And
amen.
All of us will get the whole prophecy thing figured out. 855-586-LIFE is our toll-free number. 855-586-5433. Josh, talk about this Legacy Leaders Summit and why this is such an essential element in that 100-year anniversary.
Yeah, so we started to ask ourselves, how can we, during this centennial year, bring together some amazing leaders that have led from the pulpit through preaching, through other types of biblical communication. So we have some amazing preachers like Chuck Swindoll, Erwin Lutzer, Dr. David Jeremiah, and they're going to be our keynote speakers. But then we're also going to have some panels where we talk to some legacy professors, and then some what we call legacy proclaimers. These are younger proclaimers of God's word that are already carving out their niche in solid leadership.
Sounds like an exciting event, and if you'd like to get more information, dts.edu/legacyleader, I believe that's correct. I want to make sure that I'm giving that the right way, and we'd like to encourage you to check that out. Is this something that church people, congregation, should send their pastors?
Absolutely.
Staff?
Absolutely. Part of the design here is both to model great preaching from great preachers, but then we're going to have interviews with Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, Erwin Lutzer, and hear questions asked to them and hear their responses to how they go about preparing for sermons and how they think about their audience. And so we think this is going to be really beneficial for those who preach and then those who are maybe just interested in good preaching.
I'll tell you this. I'm looking forward to going personally, planning to sign up and encouraging my staff to go here. The toll-free number tonight as we talk about leadership, and if you have a question about the Legacy Leaders Summit featuring Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, and Erwin Lutzer, call us at 855-586-LIFE. At the 2024 Legacy Leaders Summit, you'll hear from Christian leaders as Dallas Theological Seminary celebrates a century of teaching truth and loving well. The Legacy Leaders Summit this September 12th and 13th features messages from Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, and Erwin Lutzer, plus panel discussions, worship, and more. You may register at dts.edu/legacyleader. That's dts.edu/legacyleader. Following the brutal, horrific Hamas attack on Israel, Israeli soldiers fighting ruthless terrorists and Israeli children need help for emotional trauma.
In Hebrew, the number 18 symbolizes life, hope, and blessing. The Master Life Coach Training Institute, along with Compedia and the SEAL Future Foundation, extend this lifeline to Israeli military and their families.
Stand with Israel by donating as little as $18 at blessil.org to counter trauma. That's blessil.org. So, friend, are you a leader and you're maybe having a hard time in leadership? Maybe not everybody's in step behind you. We'd love to talk with you about it. And Josh Wynn is here with me tonight. Josh is the Vice President for Communications and Community for Dallas Theological Seminary, works very closely with the CEO, the President, Dr. Mark Yarborough. And we'd love to talk with you about leadership tonight, 855-586-5433. We mentioned the Legacy Leaders Summit, Josh, and we talked about the fact that this would benefit pastors, elders, deacons, anybody, Sunday school teachers, superintendents, that kind of thing. But I'm thinking about people in business leadership. Do you think this would benefit them?
Yeah, absolutely. So much of leadership is I was thinking about this even coming in tonight and to talk about this. There's leadership, and then there's Christian leadership.
Oh,
and,
yes.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, this Legacy Leaders Summit it's about Christian leadership.
Right.
Specifically, as it relates to the proclamation of God's word, but what's woven into that concept of Christian leadership is, of course, the focus on Christ and the ethics that come along with the Christian faith.
And the term that we often use is servant leadership.
Yeah.
And let's unpack that for just a little bit, if you will.
Yeah, well, obviously, there are a million definitions of servant leadership, but I think if we look to Jesus Christ and the model that he is in the way that he lived his life, and there are specific moments in his ministry where he says, follow me and do what I do.
Yes.
And the way that he leads is by reversing what the normal order of things are, and that is to serve.
The classic example is in the upper room where they were debating who would be the CEO and the chief operating officer once he was setting up his kingdom, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. The expectation for many is that leaders are the ones that are elevated, and Jesus flips that script, and he says, if you're going to be a leader that follows me and that looks like me, you're going to be one that serves. It's going to be the one that washes people's feet and that looks out for others more than themselves.
And don't you love the way he interrupted their debate and discussion by washing their feet?
Yeah. And notice how, there's that, don't do that, Jesus. No. Jesus corrects us,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Peter says, hey, not me.
That's right.
Yeah. And, I remember several years ago, I was in India for commencement to speak at Mission India Theological Seminary. And Saji Lucas said to me, Don, we'd like to start something this year that we've never done. We would like to have the faculty and staff wash the feet of the graduating seniors. And I thought, what a wonderful idea. And they've continued that tradition. And again, feet washing is not something that necessarily is an ordinance like baptism and the Lord's Supper, but it can be a great example for people to see, because quite frankly, in certain cultures, the feet you wash are not the cleanest, right?
Exactly. Well, I've traveled all over the world, and what seems to be true, no matter where you go, is people have dirty feet, and that's a great way to serve others.
What a way. You want to talk to us about servant leadership, Christ-like leadership, 855-586-5433. Maybe you're a frustrated pastor. Maybe you're a Sunday school superintendent trying to get things in order. Give us a call at 855-586-LIFE. Following the brutal and horrific Hamas attack on Israel, Israeli soldiers who have been fighting for months against ruthless terrorists in Gaza and children all over Israel suffer from significant emotional trauma and insecurity. They need help. They need the skills and tools to heal from their trauma-based fears and anxieties.
In Hebrew, the number 18 symbolizes life. It's Chai, a word that echoes hope and blessing. The Master Life Coach Training Institute, along with Compedia and the SEAL Future Foundation, extend this lifeline to Israeli military and their families, offering trauma assistance during these challenging times.
You can stand with Israel by donating as little as $18 at blessil.org. That's blessil.org, providing crucial training and support to counter trauma.
Donate now. Be a blessing.
Sat 7 is satellite Christian television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat 7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in a people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's S-A-T, the number 7, USA.org.
Toni King on her new book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. We're back on Encouragement Live. Don Hawkins, along with our staff tonight, Chris Varela, Cora Varela, Brent Hawkins, also Keith Mayo. I want to encourage you to pray for Keith. He's facing some major medical issues. Also, Brad and Nikki Smithart, pray for them about medical issues, part of our team. And Rodney and Beth Love, they've suffered a loss in their family. Remember them. And Danny Webster is out this weekend. So this is a weekend when a lot of you may be out and about. But we're certainly glad if you've tuned in tonight and maybe you call a friend and tell them, listen in, especially if it's a leader. Josh Wynn is with me tonight. Dr. Wynn, again, is the Vice President for Communications and Community, the two C's. They really needed to give you a third C, Josh. You know, 3 points in a poem.
That's right. Well, yeah, we're preachers, right? We have
absolutely.
To come
we have to have it.
Seriously,
yeah.
Like alliteration.
We'll think of something before the evening is over, I'm sure. Now, let's get a definition of leadership. How would you define leadership?
Well, some have said leadership is as simple as people following another person.
Yeah.
I think it's probably a bit more refined where we would say the an individual or a group motivating others to employ or to operate on a consistent plan to achieve a collective goal. So I think that just generally speaking, it's trying to get others headed in the right direction
yeah.
to achieve a goal, whether that's an organizational goal or a church goal or something to that effect.
I just pulled 3 points out of your definition.
Well, look
there.
At that.
The first one is motivation.
Yeah.
So leadership involves motivation. And usually leadership is not saying, let me tell you. I remember an older pastor in an area where I was pastoring as a young pastor whose 4 favorite words were, let me tell you. And he was in a leadership role in the organization of evangelical churches there. But quite frankly, we were not motivated to follow his leadership. And you may have heard this before. If you're 1 step ahead, you're a leader. If you're 10 steps ahead and going in a different direction, you may be a martyr.
That's right. That's right. Or you're by yourself.
Yeah, you're certainly alone, yeah. So motivation is part of that. Cooperation, that seems to be an essential part of your definition.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if we think of the fact that God has gifted people with gifts, and part of the leader's goal is to say, how can I know my people, their giftedness, and get them to work together in a way that accentuates their gifts and encourages and strengthens the entire team overall?
Yeah. So, and that ultimately leads to the third thing, which is achievement, achieving those goals. And if you're not achieving the goals, you're probably not doing a good job leading.
That's right. I mean, that the whole point of this collective effort together is to make sure we're all headed in the right direction to achieve a particular goal. And that obviously ties back to the motivation, I think.
And that ties back to the Lord Jesus Christ, who obviously was able to motivate Peter and Andrew and James and John. Now, he was rather forceful with them when he said, follow me.
That's right. Well, when Jesus, gives a command like that, I do think there was, whether it's something supernatural in his voice or the Spirit working, right, that caused people to drop their nets and follow after him. But yeah. But you're right. There was a conviction behind those words.
And he brought about cooperation. I think about the example of his sending them out two by two and giving them specific instructions, what to do, what not to do, how to handle rejection, for example. You remember that in Matthew chapter 10? And basically what you were to take with you. And then ultimately they had a time when they came back together and they sort of assessed, what did we achieve?
That's right. And imagine those stories where when they did come back together, they were able to learn from one another and realize that, if you think about the disciples, they all had different gifts, different personalities, different ways about going about the ministry that Jesus had for them. We see in the book of Acts, after the resurrected Lord sends them out, they work together in a new way.
Very amazing how that happened. And again, the Spirit of God played a key role in that, I'm sure. But again, they remembered what Jesus had taught them. And I think about the words of the Apostle Paul in Colossians 1, that in all things he might have the preeminence. He is our ultimate leader.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what I would say when we think about Christian leadership. That's probably the fundamental additive to our discussion of leadership. When we talk about Christian leadership, the way we approach this amazing endeavor, this calling, is centered around the Lord Jesus Christ, what his task is and his job for his people are in this world now.
Let me take just a moment to remind our listening family about the 2024 Legacy Leaders Summit. You'll be hearing from Christian leaders as Dallas Theological Seminary celebrates a century of teaching truth and loving well, which I believe is sort of the mission of Dallas Seminary right now.
Absolutely. And our motto, though, is still the same, preach the word. And so the Legacy Leaders Summit is going to be a great example of preach the word.
If you are a preacher, you'll find three great preachers that you'll be encouraged to hear. Chuck Swindoll is one of those. David Jeremiah is another. I listened to one of his messages last week and always come away encouraged. And Urban Lutzer, who's been my guest on this program numerous times and whose writings I appreciate, as I do the other two men. And as you mentioned, panel discussions, worship, all kinds of activities. Anything, any surprises? I know when you did, the story of Scripture, you had a couple of surprises that Mark pulled out.
Well, is it going to be a surprise if I share it now?
Well, now that you mention it, probably.
Well, let me share one thing.
Okay.
So we're partnered with Logos Bible Software, and the seminary's been partnered with them for a number of years. Every student gets a package. Well, they're going to be there, and they're going to be giving away three iPads and an amazing deal on Logos Bible Software, but you have to be at the conference.
I'm going to be at the conference. I'm going to be a paying customer, and I was at the, in fact, had a chance to speak briefly at the Chamber of Commerce here in Wiley, Texas last week, and I won a bouquet of roses for my wife, Kathy. So I'm saying right now, I'm expecting the same thing to happen at the Legacy Leaders Summit.
Okay, I'll make sure that you get two of your names in the little tumbler where we draw the names.
Then again, probably not. By the way, speaking of Logos Software, my son-in-law, Tom Justice, who was a student at Dallas Dallas at the time and graduate of Wheaton, was actually involved in writing some of the early code on the logo software while he was at Dallas. And I would love for Tom to be able to come up for that. I know Karen's going to be in town this weekend, but I think Tom is busy. He's teaching right now and keeping him tied up. And maybe some of you are teachers. Maybe you have some school principals out there. Now, I would think that especially principals of Christian schools, principals of secular public education schools are definitely in those leadership areas where they might need a little encouragement and a little help.
Absolutely. The summit, although it does feature these great preachers, part of the value, I think, for others in other ministry contexts are going to be these panel discussions, both with various professors that are involved in other types of communication, and then some up-and-coming leaders that are serving in various other ministries. So it's applicable for teachers and, yeah, leaders at schools, as well as leaders, obviously, in the church.
If you want to find out more, visit the website dts.edu/legacy leader. Again, that is dts.edu/legacy leader. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention the Story of Scripture. That's coming up November 8th and 9th in the D.C. area. And I believe you have a separate website for that, thestoryofscripture.org. And having been to that, and I know Danny Webster, who's a part of our staff, has been to two of those. He liked it so well here in Dallas, he and his wife flew out to San Diego and thoroughly enjoyed their time there.
Yeah, so, we saw him there and enjoyed the sunny weather and just had a great time going through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
What are the biggest challenges for Christian leaders today, do you think, Josh?
Well, it seems to me that one of the biggest challenges is maybe it's a challenge that goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden, and it's the issue of integrity. Integrity. Christian leaders must lead with integrity, and leading with integrity means living a life with integrity.
So in other words, the leader has to set the example.
That's right.
The old song, "What You Are Speaks So Loud That the World Can't Hear What You Say," certainly has a bearing.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter the context, whether it's a church or whether it's a business that doesn't even have any orientation to Christianity. If you ask, the number one thing that followers want to see in their leaders is integrity, consistency between the way they live their lives in public and the way they are in private.
And that's what integrity is all about. I think about 2 Corinthians chapter 1, where the Apostle Paul really spelled out using some terminology that had to do with the Greek language. And I know you've studied the passage and studied the language. And Paul basically talked about pottery that you would hold up to the sunlight and there would not be hidden cracks in it. Talk about that.
Yeah, that's right. The idea was if there was a crack, a deceptive pottery maker would cover the cracks with wax, and then when you would buy it and take it home and heat it up, the wax would melt, and then you would find the cracks out. So the idea is there is no wax. What you see is what you get. That's basically what integrity is all about.
Yeah. We're living in a day and time in which integrity is in short supply, and that's true in politics. That's true in business and industry. It's sadly true in the church. May God help us to practice integrity.
Amen.
If you'd like to give us a call, 855-586-5433. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk about one of the great Old Testament examples of leadership, whose name, Nehemiah, is, in my opinion, synonymous with the kind of leadership challenges and how to deal with those challenges that we find in our day and time. And so we'll be talking about that. But I want to remind you once again about the Legacy Leaders Summit. Again, Dr. Chuck Swindoll, Dr. David Jeremiah, Dr. Erwin Lutzer, panel discussions, as you've already heard from Josh, opportunities for worship, and maybe a surprise or two. We'll find out out about that. You can register at dts.edu/legacyleader. Again, that's dts.edu/legacyleader. Maybe tonight you as a leader are struggling with something that you need us to pray for you about. You don't have to give your real name if you'd like to use an assumed name. Our staff is waiting to take your phone call, and Josh and I would love to pray with you. We'd love to share our encouragement with you. I think, Josh, one of the greatest needs for leaders is encouragement.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Leadership is difficult. If you're anyone that's ever led people, realize that our lives are challenging, right? We live in a world that is fallen and under God's curse, and bad things happen, and we have to lead people through that, and it can be very difficult.
I just wrote down a note over here. One of the challenges we're talking about, leading fallen people.
That's right.
And that's a part of the challenge. 855-586-LIFE is our number. We archive these programs at encouragementlive.org. We'll be right back.
Here's a conversation from hisfaithfulstewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to hisfaithfulstewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com.
Dr. Frank Minerth was a pioneer in Christian counseling, and I had the privilege of working with him for several years.
Christian psychiatrist Dr. Tom Schoaf of the Hope Speaks Clinic in suburban Dallas.
I'm looking for Christian psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists who would be willing to join me in carrying on Dr. Minerth's legacy.
To learn about where Dr. Schoaf and his team of Christian professionals at Hope Speaks Clinic, you may visit hopespeaks.com/opportunity.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minerth, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Tonight, Dr. Josh Wynn is with me, and we are talking about Christian leadership and talking about the Legacy Leaders Summit coming up on the 12th and 13th of September. September, literally, Josh, right around the corner.
Yeah, we're getting ready for it. We're getting all the chairs put out and finishing the fine-tuning on the program.
Chuck Swindoll headlining the program, along with David Jeremiah, Erwin Lutzer, a cast of thousands, well, maybe not thousands, probably hundreds, but a lot of people. Again, dts.edu/legacyleader. Our toll-free number, 855-586-LIFE. And Sarita is our first caller tonight. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Hello.
Yes, and you're in Louisiana. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes. So I had a trial. I know. So I got a sniffles, and I had a. I know what the National Health Institute says about birth control, that, you know, it kills babies by keeping them from implanting in the uterus. And there was a student that was doing that. And I told her the truth and love, you know, that hatred is murder, and told her, you know, I said the wages of your sin is death and hell. And
yeah, Sarita, let me interrupt you long enough to get you to say right on the microphone of your telephone, because Josh and I are having trouble understanding you. So I hate to ask you to do this, but could you start over and give us sort of the Reader's Digest version and just stay right on the microphone there so that we can understand, because we want to be of help, okay?
Yeah, so I told a student who was using birth control about what the National Health Institute says, that it kills children by keeping them from implanting in the womb. And I told her that life begins at conception. And I told her, hatred is murder and God dies and lust is adultery. And I told her, you know, that the wages of your sin is death and hell.
Let me ask you this, Sarita. It sounds like you were a teacher. Is that correct?
And trust in him.
Yeah, were you?
I never did anything to hurt her, but we had had some repeated interactions, and she actually went to the University of Police about it, what happened, about, you know, just the interactions I had with her.
Yeah, I appreciate so much what you're sharing with us, Sarita. We are having a little trouble, but I think, Josh, we were able to get a little bit more. And, Sarita, I want you to listen carefully. Josh, your wife teaches school. My wife has taught school. And when you're a school teacher, you have a tremendous opportunity to share Christian values, but it's important the way you do that.
Absolutely, especially the issue of pregnancy and helping someone who is really wrestling with what to do with an unexpected pregnancy.
Yeah.
Sarita, it sounded like you were really encouraging this person to value life. Yeah. And I think that's a great, you know, we're talking about leadership.
Yeah.
That's actually a great way to lead. Yes. by proclaiming the truth that Scripture reveals to us about the value of all human life. So nice work there.
And it's sometimes a threatening thing to have, because you run the risk of losing your job, any of that sort of thing. Josh, I'm going to ask you to pray for Sarita, if you will.
Absolutely. Father, we are so thankful that as we come to you and pray for Sarita and those with whom she has influence, we ask you to make your presence, which is everywhere and always, please make that known to her. Give her wisdom as she interacts with others around her. And in doing so, we believe that she models the Christian principles of sound leadership that we've been talking about tonight. We thank you that you are faithful to provide her with that wisdom. And we pray that she would depend on you each day as she reaches out to others.
Yes.
We ask this in Jesus' name and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Sarita, we're so glad you called us tonight. Thanks for being a part of our program. Our number is 855-586-5433. Let's go next to Tennessee and talk with Mary. Go ahead, Mary.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Go right ahead. How can we help?
Yes, I was calling to find out about any books that may be available out there that may be on servant leadership or other types of leadership that may be helpful. I'm not aware of very many of those, so I was kind of wondering about that.
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Josh is holding a book in his left hand. I'm not sure, Josh, if you're prepared to recommend that book.
I am. This is called Leadership Under Fire, The Power of Collaboration by Dr. Don Hawkins and Dr. Sajay Lucas. And let me just tell you, even as I have briefly looked through this book, what I've appreciated about it, Don, and what you and Sajay have put together is something that's really accessible and it's biblically based. I think that's one of the important things is trying to understand how we see these leadership principles that so many people are talking about and that are biblically based.
Yeah, this is an exposition in one sense of Nehemiah because we draw biblical principles of leadership out of that, but we're doing so in the text itself. And Mary, there is a way to secure a copy of that book if you'd like to jot this down. There's a website. Do you have a pen and paper, Mary?
Yes, I do.
Okay. RIMI.org/books. That's RIMI.org/books. And that's the Mission India website, Reaching Indians Ministries and International. That's Sajay's website. And, you know, he and I wrote the book together. In fact, the history behind that book, Josh, is that I was speaking on leadership for a pastor's conference on Nehemiah. We sit down at lunch after I'd spoken, and Sajay says, "Don, we need to write a book on Nehemiah." And I said, "Sajay, neither one of us has time to write that book." A year later, the book was out. One of those strange things where you find the time to do it. Mary, there are other good books on leadership. I can't call names of them off the top of my head, but I would encourage you to get a copy of that book. I think it'll be a blessing to you. And let me pray for you. Lord, thank you for Mary. Thank you for her interest in learning more about leadership, and especially from a biblical perspective. And Lord, my prayer is that you would use Leadership Under Fire to encourage her, and especially as she seeks to collaborate with others and work in a leadership role and whatever you've called her to do. We pray this for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mary. Good to hear from you. 855-586-5433. And Josh, before we go back to the phones, let me take just a second. Let's talk about Nehemiah, not so much about Leadership Under Fire and the power of collaboration, although those things sort of go together. Actually, Sajay came up with the title Leadership Under Fire, and a lot of leaders are under fire. I came up with the power of collaboration because if you can't collaborate, you really can't lead.
That's exactly right. There is a book out there. I don't know if it's written from a Christian perspective, but it's called Leadership Pain.
Yeah.
And the idea is if you're leading, you're going to experience pain. So don't think it's abnormal.
Yeah.
And part of that's because leading is difficult. The task is difficult. The people that you want to follow don't always follow. There's opposition from outside. It's difficult.
Yeah, very important to keep that in mind, that opposition can happen there. Nehemiah certainly faced that.
Yeah.
In fact, all the way literally from the end of chapter 1 into chapter 2, when he, and it's amazing how God opened the door for Nehemiah when he prayed to the God of heaven at a moment's notice, having prepared his heart after he got the report about how the city of Jerusalem had been devastated. And he didn't mention the name of the city. He was wise about that. He said, "The city of my fathers has been devastated and ruined, and I would like to go back and lead a group and rebuild the city of my fathers." And King Ahasuerus gave him the permission, provided a protective detail because he was going through enemy territory. But he had enemies, people like Sanballat and Tobias. And, I mean, those people all the way through the book were just fighting him tooth and toenail.
Yeah, what I love about Nehemiah as an example is where the book begins. And, you know, just a minute ago, Don, you and I were talking about the importance of integrity.
Yeah.
And if you think about where Nehemiah is, right, the Israel is in captivity, and the reason why they're in captivity is they sinned against God.
Right.
And his prayer life here manifests this repentant heart on behalf of the people. And this is where I'm convinced whatever success that Nehemiah has, obviously, is because of the grace of God. And I believe it's in part because he's positioned as a man of great integrity. He desires that God would be glorified.
He would not have been the king's cupbearer. I mean, he was the guy that sipped everything the king drank.
He was trustworthy.
To make sure he wasn't poisoned. And over and over in the book, he will mention, remember me for this, oh my God. So he's putting his integrity up to God.
That's exactly right.
And obviously, if you're telling God, remember me for my integrity, you better be living it. And Nehemiah was indeed living it. We'll talk more about Nehemiah, 855-586-5433. By the way, if you're interested in getting a copy of Leadership Under Fire, RIMI.org/books. Teresa is calling us tonight from Mississippi, listening over American Family Radio. Good evening, Teresa. Go ahead.
Good evening. First off, I just want to say that I love Jerusalem and I love Israel, and I pray for the peace of Israel and Jerusalem. I pray for all the Jewish people, and my heart's broken what happened October 7th.
Amen.
I know that I'm not a leader in a church. I just felt like I had to call in for prayer. I really need prayer. I'm in a difficult situation right now.
I want you to hold that thought, Teresa, because I want to give time for you to tell us that situation, and then we're going to pray for you, and we may pray for others as well. But Teresa, you stay right there. The number is 855-586-5433.
At the 2024 Legacy Leaders Summit, you'll hear from Christian leaders as Dallas Theological Seminary celebrates a century of teaching truth and loving well. The Legacy Leaders Summit this September 12th and 13th features messages from Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, and Erwin Lutzer, plus panel discussions, worship, and more. You may register at dts.edu/legacyleader. That's dts.edu/legacyleader. Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarborough on the story of Scripture.
It's a two-day seminar that walks individuals from Genesis to Revelation and tells the grand story of God and what He is doing.
Don't miss your opportunity to find your place in the greatest story ever told.
And we find out by the time we get to the Gospels, it's all about Jesus.
To learn more or sign up, visit thestoryofscripture.org. thestoryofscripture.org.
Here's a conversation from HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com.
When we went to the break here on Encouragement Live, we were talking with Teresa in Mississippi, and she was going to share with us about a very difficult situation in her life. And Teresa is off the line right now, apparently got disconnected. Teresa, if you want to call us back, we'll try to get you on for that. But I want us to pray not only for you, but Josh, she brought up the thing that Scripture tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We're drawing close to that October 7th demarcation a year ago that happened. It was such a tragedy in southern Israel, and we're praying for Israel and praying for the peace of Jerusalem. And I wonder if you would lead us in prayer for Teresa and whatever she's dealing with, because God knows, but also for Israel and the peace of Jerusalem.
Absolutely. Father, we thank you that you're aware of Teresa's needs, and they may be personal, they may be the needs of a friend, it may be connected to the strife that's taking place in the Holy Land. We ask that your presence would be known to her in a very unique way, that your spirit would minister to her and give her wisdom and give her the humility to depend upon you. And we pray that her hope and anticipation and trust in you would increase because of how she sees you working. And Father, we pray also for your work in the Jewish people and in really all of the people that live yes. in Israel. God, we believe you have a future for Israel, but we also believe that you love the whole world. You gave your son for the whole world. And we pray that the gospel yes. would be the balm, the healing salve that is needed in that land. And we look forward to the day when the Lord Jesus will return and bring peace, to be the Prince of Peace yes. on this earth. And we pray that that peace would be known even today, because we know that any peace that comes, it ultimately has to come from you. And so we ask you to move in the hearts of men and women in positions of decision-making and leadership. And we pray for the salvation of many through the turmoil that is taking place even now. We commit this to you in Jesus' name and by the power of the Spirit.
Amen. And wouldn't it be amazing, Josh, if God were to bring people from Hamas and Hezbollah to faith in Jesus Christ, and people from Iran. I know Rex Rogers from Sat7 is with me, and there's a tremendous, he's on the program quite often, and there's a tremendous move of God in Iran of Christians underground, obviously, suffering persecution. But I believe that we ought to pray for those people as well, their salvation.
Absolutely, Don. This has actually been an area the Lord has convicted me in over really 20 years. I remember 9/11.
Yeah.
From I remember where I was, and since then the Lord really has been convicting me. We need to pray for those that want to bring violence, because God loves them, and, yes. and the gospel is for them.
The gospel is the power of God to salvation
Amen.
To everyone who believes. Romans 1:16, we believe that very strongly. Let's go back to the subject of leadership again, 855-586-5433. For 100 years now, Dallas Seminary has been known for careful Bible exposition. So, Josh, how is Dallas Seminary equipping Christian leaders?
Well, we historically and continue to do so through many different types of formal graduate programs in anything ranging from Christian leadership, specific degrees in Christian leadership, to Bible exposition. We have doctoral degrees. But you know what? We also have a whole bunch of avenues and outlets for non-formal theological education. DTS.edu/free courses gives you an array of options for anyone to just jump into a specially curated class. We have over 30 of them, and they can learn about the Bible, about leadership, about theology, and other contemporary topics.
One of my good friends of many years who's now with the Lord, Dr. Stan Toussaint, is teaching one of those courses on the Revelation.
He's wonderful. That's
oh, he is.
Absolutely. One of the most amazing teachers we've ever had at DTS.
So gifted. I have the privilege of serving on a church board with Stan, an elder board, and what a gifted man. He was the teaching pastor, and Bill Brewer was the senior pastor, and there were four senior pastors, or people with senior pastor experience on that board. Can you imagine a leadership team like that? Well, I'll have to tell you, there was a lot of humility in that group, and what a joy to collaborate with those men. Again, the power of collaboration. Let's talk about major pitfalls for leaders and how we can avoid them. You've already talked about integrity as being absolutely critical. So what are the pitfalls? What can undermine integrity and undermine leadership?
I think one of the major pitfalls today in a social media context is the danger or the temptation of celebrity,
yeah,
of becoming such an effective leader and have and you acquire so many followers,
yeah,
that you become a celebrity and you begin to read your own press, so to speak.
Yeah.
And as opposed to saying and remembering, again, I think about the Apostle Paul, where he continually tells about how wretched he was before, yeah, the grace of God impacted him.
Yeah.
And I think it's so important that he rehearses that over and over, yeah, again in his letters to remind others and himself that it's by the grace of God. That
chiefest of sinners.
That's right. That's
and
right.
1 Corinthians 15, I am what I am by the grace of God.
That's right.
What a great statement. I'm preaching tomorrow morning on the church in Laodicea. Mm-hmm. Preaching through Revelation, and that celebrity concept seems to me to fit the 21st century version of that. People said, I'm wealthy, I'm increased with goods, I don't have need of anything, I'm at the top of the heap, and you don't know that you're naked and miserable and poor and blind and wretched and all of those things. And just a great reminder. Any other pitfalls you want to identify?
Yeah, the other one that comes to my mind is the danger of busyness.
Yeah.
The danger of busyness.
Yeah.
One of the courses that that I work on when students write various papers reflecting on the life of Paul, one of the issues or topics that resonates with them with a sense of longing is the importance of quietness and solitude.
Yeah.
And how developing a life of solitude is,
yeah,
it's challenging to do because we're so busy. And when,
yeah,
leaders get busy, it's easy to cut out time with the Lord, time,
yeah,
with our families,
yeah,
and various other priorities.
And that's such a critical thing, and leads to burnout. It
that's
leads
right.
to all kinds of things, leads to temptation, which brings up a third area, and that would be moral compromise.
That's right. And I actually think that both of these things are connected to,
yeah,
that,
right,
because the moment we forget that it is only by the grace of God that we can lead. We have to depend on God.
Yeah.
If we think it's because of us and our skills and our communication abilities, we are poised. Doesn't matter who you are when you began, we are poised to fall, and,
yeah,
often that fall comes morally. The evil one,
yeah,
is trying to get leaders to fall, Christian leaders,
yeah,
to fall.
So we've talked about three things here: the celebrity mindset, busyness, moral failure, all interconnected.
That's absolutely right.
Now, somebody who does fail in leadership in any or all of these areas, is there a possibility of being restored? Talk about that.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the Christian faith, the whole gospel is centered around reconciliation and restoration.
Yeah.
Of course, the nature of the sin and the context of leadership, I think it's going to vary as to what that looks like. But we're not talking about when someone falls, if there's repentance, that there's no possibility for. That's not what we're,
yeah,
talking about.
Right.
But it is a question of what that leadership position is and the nature of that fall, and what does that restoration look like? And it's going to look like different things in different contexts. But I think it's important to recognize the grace and forgiveness of God is always available. And if a,
yeah,
believer is a believer, the,
right,
leader is a believer, God's, Jesus's grace covers them.
Yeah, and I think about Peter, and obviously he was the leader of the disciples,
yeah,
and you can't get much worse than denying the Lord three times.
And he becomes an amazing preacher and advocate for the Lord Jesus after the resurrection.
He was an elder. He says, I'm writing to the rest of you,
right,
elders.
That's
so,
right,
you know, there again, he was restored, right, to a position of a leadership in the church. So don't give up. What do you see as the greatest benefit of attending the Legacy Leaders Summit?
I think it's the opportunity to hear from some of these great pastors that we've heard from on the radio,
yes,
but to hear them in somewhat more of a candid moment,
yeah,
these interviews that we're going to conduct on stage, want to hear it. It's like the opportunity to climb inside their minds a little bit, and,
mm-hmm,
that's going to be,
yeah,
really fun for some of these men that have been serving so faithfully for so many years.
I did ask Erwin Lutzer when he was on the program a couple of weeks ago what he was going to speak on, and he told me,
yeah,
and it's the book that he has coming out in September. And I think this is going to be very strategic for people to hear. And I know that Chuck Swindoll and David Jeremiah are two of the greatest encouragers. And I think if there's one thing any living, breathing leader needs, it's encouragement. I may have told you the story before. I remember Truett Cathy, the founder of Chick-fil-A, saying, "You can tell if people need encouragement. Just check to see if they're breathing."
Absolutely.
I would say that's also true of leaders. And so this is a great opportunity. Check the website, dts.edu/legacy leader. In fact, just in case people didn't get that down, you know, they may be trying to jot it down, hopefully pulling their car over, not texting and driving to get it. But why don't you repeat it this time, Josh?
www.dts.edu/legacy leader.
All right. Keep that in mind, friends, and send your pastor, send your leaders, your church leaders. Also, if you're interested in the book that we talked about, that is Leadership Under Fire, The Power of Collaboration, go to rimi.org/books. Josh, always a joy to have you on the program.
It's a pleasure, Don. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And friends, if you are interested in learning more about Dallas Seminary, go to the website dts.edu. Good night from Encouragement Live.